In today's capsule episode, you'll learn how to let go of holiday guilt and shame once and for all.
Welcome to More Human, More Kind, the podcast helping parents of LGBTQ plus kids move from fear to fierce allyship and feel less alone and more informed so you can protect what matters, raise brave kids, and spark collective change. I'm Heather Huster. Let's get started.
Welcome back to More Human, More Kind. I'm Heather Huster. Today is day 6 of our 12-day holiday capsule, More Human Moments for the Most Wonderful and Complicated Time of the Year. These 12 days will guide you through simple exercises and responses to empower you and help you stay grounded and reflective. You don't have to conform to holiday pressure. Your peace and presence are the rebellion. These are not fluffy holiday tips. They are real moments for real humans. Today, we're talking about the guilt that sneaks up on us. Guilt about what we missed, what we don't know yet, what we wish we'd done differently. By the end of today's short episode, you'll understand the function of guilt and how to transmute it. You will learn a simple reframing that removes shame from the equation. And you'll practice a 2-minute journaling ritual that brings self-compassion online. So let's get into it. Imagine this scenario. You're wrapping gifts late at night, and suddenly you remember a moment from years ago, something you said or didn't say before you understood your child's identity. The shame immediately rushes in. How could I not have known? How could I have said that? Parents carry guilt like a second skin, and allies do too. If only I had known earlier. I should have protected them more. Why didn't I say something sooner? And so on. This is an opportunity to reframe, though. A chance to get to know yourself better. I offer this as a new mantra. Guilt is a signal, not a sentence. Say that with me. Guilt is a signal, not a sentence. It's the part of you that wants to grow. It's your integrity trying to speak. It's not meant to drown you. It's meant to guide you. When guilt becomes an invitation instead of a verdict, everything can change. Instead of, what did I do wrong? Try, what can I learn and integrate into who I am and how I connect now? That's the work. That's the healing. That is the strategy. Guilt is an invitation, not a verdict. Use guilt as information. It shows where you've grown, not proof you're a bad parent. Today's ritual is called One Loving Question. I want you to take a moment and write this down, whether it's on a piece of paper or in your journal. I want you to write down this question. What is the one thing I know now that I didn't know then, and how can I integrate it into my relationships with love? 2 minutes. Journal on that for 2 minutes. No self-judgment. Just honesty and heart. And if you need a little extra support, try this question. Add this to your journaling. How can I turn this guilt into one small act of growth and repair? Thank you for taking this pause with me today. These small, steady practices are how we stay grounded, connected, and courageous throughout this holiday season. If today's reflection felt supportive, please share it with someone who might need it too. And for more resources, weekly reflections, and support, visit heatherhester.net. Tomorrow will be day 7, where we will explore how to stop comparing your family to others, especially during the most performative season of the year. Until next time, remember, you're growing, and that is enough.